The Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
So just like most construction projects, the superintendent of the White House never lived in the finished project. I mean, majority of your superintendents don't end up living in the buildings and homes they construct.
Unless until the bill's paid.
Yeah, right.
If you could go bring George Washington back today and bring him into the White House and take him into, let's say, Nixon's bowling room, what do you think he would think that room was without any explanation to what it is?
He would probably wonder about it. Of course, you know, one of the interesting things about George Washington is that he was also a predominant distiller of whiskey. So the bowling alley would be a great place to store barrels of whiskey. 1799, he produced 11,000 gallons of whiskey. So our founding president probably would have found a use for it.
And, you know, he was really quite the architect hobbyist. I mean, he basically designed Mount Vernon.
Right.
And it was a very, very creative design that he used for the barn and the distillery operation mm-hmm. and the house. Mm-hmm. But he did not design the White House.
No. A guy by the name of James Holbin, Holbin was the architect of the White House. He was an Irish immigrant who'd come here, and Washington had liked him, had seen some kind of the stuff that he had done before, and they had a competition, and Washington kind of said, well, you should put in for this competition, and then as soon as the entries came in, Washington said, oh, we got a winner already. And it was his friend Holbin, and that started a good relationship between the two. Holbin took the ideas of the president, something modest. Lafont wanted a gigantic palace. And Washington thought that the executive mansion of this new republic shouldn't be that opulent kind of thing. So a country house, an estate kind of thing. And Holbin had some experience with that, had seen some similar examples in Ireland and whatnot, and he brought those ideas over. And it was very in vogue to use this kind of Georgian, Palladian-style house. There's a lot of symmetry to the number of windows on each side of the doors, the proportions going up. It's three stories on one side, two stories on the other. It was designed to be modest isn't the right word, but to be appropriate as the executive's house.
Which is an interesting perspective because you've just won independence from an entire European culture of the leader of every country gets to build a new castle.
And Washington recognized that. That was the moment. But he's not building a castle. He's building a capital city.
I know. And that in my mind, is just so key in how we are so different from every other country.
Right. Remember, Washington was sworn in as president in New York City. The capital of our country was Philadelphia, New York City, long before Washington said, let's go to this in-between place between the North and the South. Let's carve this out, this district out, and then let's put our capital here, neutral of all the state's interests. Something kind of special and unique. And so...
So Holbin, the architect, had done a building or two, I think a courthouse in South Carolina or something, mm-hmm. that General George saw, and he says, I like that. So he lets Holbin win the contest to design. And I think the White House pretty well, if you get a rendering of what Holbin drew, it's pretty darn close.
It's pretty darn close. Again, it's rendered in that Georgian style. The Palladian style had, again, symmetry and proportion. It was a kind of a cross pattern, so a front door, back door kind of axis, and then a side door axis with an equal number of windows on each side, a center entry on both sides, on the front and the back. And that was pretty much how an estate country estate would be. And you can imagine at the time, there was nothing around it. I mean, Washington, D.C. had cows roaming around the streets even after the White House was built. It was still a very rural place, and it fit in that rural place.
He decides to not take a third term, retire to Mount Vernon, which I think is a much more appropriate place, just overlooking the river. I mean, Mount Vernon's a beautiful place.
I think it
absolutely is gorgeous. And the finished DC is beautiful. It really, like Romy says, it really did take a visionary to turn what was the swamp into what we've got today.
Yeah.
So the first occupant of the house.
Adams. President Adams, the second president.
Okay.
Moves in, and it's still not finished. You have to understand there's a couple of floors, right? The first floor is the state floor. So that's the public spaces. And then the upper part is the residence. And he can move into portions of the residence, but part of it was still being finished. And Hoburn continued to oversee that until it was somewhat completed by the end of the Adams administration, although the Madison had a little bit more to do and everything.
For everyone else that was wondering what 11,000 gallons of whiskey would do, that's enough for everyone in Peoria and surprise to have a 4-ounce shot.